This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Hallelujah. Doctor has been a great mentor in my life. There is something that a man of experience can add to your life that will deliver you from so many traps. He plays that role in my life. And you said, as long as I give you the permission. So I'm saying to the world that he has the permission. there were a few people that he knew I was going to meet. He said, okay, I know this man. This is how he is. Do this, do that. Avoid this. And when I went there, I saw that the man was exactly the way I was told he was. And we have been having discussions like that. I've escaped many, many things so far. And my wife is aware of the profit that I've drawn from being around him. So my invitation to the first supernatural shift was in itself a shift for me. And that was the first time in my life I was invited for an international meeting and I was put on business class. It was him. And when I came, he will come to me and take me for dinner. Then we'll just be talking. I found out he was sent to me. So I salute this man of God, and he's someone I would never dishonor in my lifetime. Let us pray. Lord, today we ask that you come in our midst and turn us into warring people, into warring men, warring women, to take back every strip of estate that has been conceded to the enemy. Equip us, strengthen us, and cause your face to shine on us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. All right, let's do 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse number 1. 1 Samuel 10, verse number 1. I will teach for 35 minutes, there about 40 minutes maximum, waiting for the wave. When the wave comes, we will move into warfare. And the objective of warfare is to take back territory that has been conceded to the enemy. And that will be the objective. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When thou art departed from me today, then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulchre in the border of Benjamin, at Zelzah. And they shall say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father has left the care of the asses and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son? Then thou shalt go forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to Bethel carrying 3 kids and another carrying 3 loaves of bread and another carrying a bottle of wine, and there will salute thee and give thee 2 loaves of bread which thou shalt receive of their hands. And after that, thou shalt go to the hill of God wherein is the garrison of the Philistines. Let me stop the reading there. You will go to the hill of God, which currently is the garrison, the location of the garrison of the Philistines. It's the hill of God. But Satan has annexed it. It has been conceded to the enemy. There has been a political negotiation that has ceded out that territory to Satan. It is a hill of God. God has his name upon it. God has his title to it. But right now, it is the station where the garrison of the Philistines are pitched. Now, today, I would like us to get a few details on how to reclaim territory that has been lost to the devil. And when we talk about territory, we look at it from a very broad context, a very broad application, because territory might be your family. And you might notice that there is a pattern among your siblings, a pattern that was not imprinted by the hand of God, by the power of God, but a pattern that is suggestive of an influence that has entered into the space and now has the handle, the steering wheel of the family, and the trends that find expression are not consistent with that which the Word of God has promised us. It means a domain. And it may be that these your siblings are born again, but the pattern is still sustained. It is the heel of the Lord, but it has become the place where the garrison of the Philistines are currently gathered. If you want to take back territory, how I wish most of you were present in our first session. Because the issues we raise in our first session is the preliminary requirement of a warrior. And I'm not going back there. They will listen to it subsequently. Okay. So having fulfilled the requirement of the first session, let us go to the engagement protocol. Ezekiel chapter 29. That's the first thing you will need to do to take back a territory that has been ceded out to the enemy. Ezekiel chapter 29. There is something that we call binocular prayer. That is what you are going to engage. And stay with me. Stay with me. Let me tell you how Satan is. Satan is a very consistent being. He's a faithful being. Imagine that woman that had the curvature of the spine. She was bent over for 18 years. And when Jesus ran a diagnosis of her condition through spiritual x-ray, he found out that it was a spirit of infirmity that was responsible. So the spirit of infirmity responsible for the curvature of her spine was in active service for 18 years without a break. The spirit never said, "Oh man, it's winter. Let me just leave her and chill out." Satan can be seriously consistent. So if you are not ready to be consistent, don't even take hold of the plow. Because if you start what I want to teach and you stop because the results you were expecting, you did not see them on time and you stop, you have stirred up the hornet's. So, I am telling you as a man that started and stopped and I got the feedback. Then the feedback itself was sufficient counseling that you don't do this and stop. Allow him to take over your finances. Don't fight. But if you want to fight, know that you will never stop fighting. Allow him to take your daughter. But if you want your daughter back, just know that you must sustain the posture of binocular prayer. You know, I was supposed to start with the elementary aspects that you need courage. Because whenever you are going for a spiritual mission, that was the counsel that God gave to Joshua when Moses died. Be courageous. I decided to skip all of that because that's counseling. What I want you to, I want to major on engagement. That's why I left courage. Left. The first line of engagement is binocular prayer. And that is in the book of Ezekiel chapter 1, 29 from verse number 1. Please help me tell your neighbor, inconsistency lies the power. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all of Egypt. How did I get the terminology binocular prayer? I got it from verse 2. And I will show you the details on this kind of prayer. It says, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now, our vision as men is binocular. And that means that you can only see 180 degrees from the side to the front because your eyes are this way. So the extent to which you can see is the degree to which you are blind because of the position of your eyes. And this creates focus. Meanwhile, a chicken's eyes are by the side. So the chicken can see 360 degrees, but the chicken lacks the ability for focus. You can see around. So it will, so the prophet is undergoing education. And God told him, set your face, binocular. It means you will need to ignore other things and consider the matter at hand priority, an emergency. So it will captivate your entire attention. And notice he said, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now this is the ruler that has entered into the space that had annexed the territory. This is the one that is responsible for making the heel of the Lord the garrison of the Philistines. That's the entity. So there are preliminary investigations that you need to take place, that needs to take place in order for you to know what exactly is responsible for the encroachment. Are you there? You must be able to put a name to it. Sometimes you know because you have a dream, you have a revelation, you have an insight, and you are able to isolate the culprit. You can't do binocular prayer if you cannot identify the culprit. Once and again, what the devil does is that he likes to hide his true identity behind situations, behind people, behind circumstances. He does that. And you will need to be able to discern what entity is at work. All right? You notice that there is a pattern and your marital life is experiencing a huge delay. And even when relationships begin, it ends for very trivial reasons. It happened once, happened twice, happened three times. That is a pattern. It means that there is a great likelihood that there is a spiritual entity that is responsible for the trends, responsible for the patterns. Then when you begin to pray about it, then God now gives you insight. You cannot begin binocular prayers until you have an insight that isolates the culprit. In the case of the woman that had the curvature of the spine, it was a spirit of infirmity. For many of us, it is the spirit that was worshipped, maybe by your father or grandfather, that is still looking for current worshippers. So, and he knows that he has chances around your life because there is a link. There is something, there is an opening that was secured because of the worship that was done by previous generations. So you've left home, you are now in England, you are hidden away, but the spirit doesn't visit the next door, comes straight to your household because it's hoping to find memory, find worship, find access, find entrance. And then he now finds you in laxity and your walls are falling. So he comes out and begins to master you and to allow you to accept his influence over your life. And because of your laxity, he is able to secure a place. And then after a long time, you now discover that the patterns around your life are not, there is a logic behind it. There is a science behind it. And that means there is an intelligent entity that is masquerading behind those circumstances in order to bring you into bondage. The moment you come into the realization, and meanwhile, when these kind of spirits operate, they give you pictures in your dreams. They announce their presence in your dreams. You cannot be romancing with a spirit and not see the spirit in your dreams. It's impossible. You can't be walking with the Holy Ghost and not receive dreams and intelligences, revelations from the Holy Ghost. You can't. Even if you are a dreamer or not, he will show up on your dream and say, "Hey, wake up." He will do something to make you know that he's around. Hallelujah. So when spirits are romancing with you, you are likely to see them. They are imageries. Because spirits, are you there? When they pass around your corridor, they activate your soul. And they manifest through images. They manifest through thoughts. They manifest through pictures. That's the language of the spirits generally. So you are likely to see this activity find expression. And if you are here today, are you with me? And there are several types of dreams that sustain a certain definite theme that keeps replaying, is the proof of the fact that there is an entity that is in your space and that entity is holding sway around your life. So in order for you to begin to engage binocular prayers, you must be able to isolate the culprit. And when you do, because you know, it says, "Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh." Now, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him. You are going to go direct. Satan does not like direct combat because he's not as strong as he likes to make you think he is. He needs to tell a lie. He needs to walk through a deception. He needs to bring an exaggeration to you in order for him to hold sway in your life. The moment the spirit of truth goes to work and isolates the culprit and puts him before your face, then God empowers you to engage in binocular prayer. When you begin to engage in binocular prayer, there are symptoms that are going to spill out all over the place. But you must understand that those things are normal. Okay, let me read to you. He said, "Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and all Egypt. Speak and say." So this kind of prayer, you don't do it in tongues. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. You can pray in tongues to vitalize your spirit. You can pray in tongues to activate your spirit. You can pray in tongues to energize your spirit. But when you begin to do the binocular engagement, God is teaching the prophet. He says, speak and say. Now stop. He's not asking you to speak your own words, but he's asking you to speak his words. So even before you begin the binocular prayer, you must have received the word of the Lord for the matter. So what binocular prayer is about is enforcing, is an enforcement protocol. This is what God said. God said this. And because God said this, you must do this. And you don't stop. You do it in the morning. You do it in the afternoon. You do it in the night. Until you weary Satan. The name, the meaning of endurance is outlasting the devil. You are not going to take any territory from Satan if you are not mad. Yeah. You are mad with your consistency. You are mad with your engagement. You are mad with your attack. When the devil sees that this man is crazy and he will not stop, he will give way. So he said, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now, you see, when we continue in the things that God put in his mouth to say, you will now see the true reality of Pharaoh. According to this insight that he got from God that is declaring now, the reality of Pharaoh was a great dragon that lieth in the midst of the rivers. What does this great dragon say? He say, which saith, the river is my own. I made it for myself. Now, this dragon likes a sense of entitlement, sense of ownership, sense of control. By the time we go into the practical session, most of you think you are free. We will introduce some utensils into this place. And you will find out you've been living on the backside of your destiny. You have not even entered into your true destiny territory. Because the dragon has said, you are mine. The dragon has said, your womb is mine. This dragon, hallelujah. This dragon will never leave until it is clear that he cannot stay. And that's why we don't start. Don't start. This is not a game. It's not a walk in a park. If you want to reclaim territory, it means you are saying there is nothing else I will settle for except territory. You need to be stubborn. You need to be consistent. You need to pedestal the need to reclaim the territory higher than your own appetites, your own pleasures. That's how we fight off the enemy. The dragon that lieth in the midst of the waters, which says, what? The river is my own, and I made it for myself. Suddenly, this dragon takes a creative designation. Meanwhile, we know that Satan was not given any license to create anything. But he said, this is my creation. So I'm at liberty to use this life, to use this destiny any way I want, unchallenged. That's what the dragon is saying. And so when you want to contend with this beast, oh my God, you cannot start and stop. I am against you. We are going to use those words in our practical in a moment. And this place will be set on fire. Ah, I see the way you are looking so fine. So there is... Your face is aware, Paul, Dad, and your tie is erect. When we start contention, you'll find out that you might need to lose some of your decorum, some of your alignment, in order for you to take hold. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
The spirit of revelation will take you beyond the first value, and you can now see the dragon that lies in the midst of the water. You will see as we proceed how that God begins to put words in the mouth of the prophet to speak against the dragon. So the first word we have picked from here, the first statement we have picked from here is, I am against you. Somebody say, I am against you. You see, I know you've not said this kind of thing for a long time. For years, you've not been bold enough to say that. See, find that boldness this morning. Find it this morning. I am against. It means you are saying that, you know, both of us will not be here. One must be knocked out. It's either you knock me out, and when you knock me out, do it very well. Because if there's any strand of me still left, I will still be what? Against. Still be against. I'll be against you on Monday. I'll be against you on Tuesday. I'll be against you on Wednesday. In fact, my job is to be against you. So that's one word I'd like you to pick from that scripture. I am what? Against. Then we now got employed into the oil industry, and we felt that was the greatest blessing that ever happened to us in all the world. And then we were posted. We were posted to the place, and I noticed that every month somebody dies. Now, I know you will not believe it, so let me tell you why it is true. All right, so if you are working in a depot, for instance, the policy that established those depots in Nigeria is that the coverage area of the depot is 450 kilometers radius from every side. So that's the coverage area of the depot. And I took inventory of all. I was the chief in Benue State. You know, when God was sending me to Benue State, he told me that I'm sending you to Benue State. So I now told him, if it is true, when they do the posting, I'm not going to lobby. Post me to Benue State. So he now posted me to Benue State. Meanwhile, I don't want to go into the detail, but he posted me to Benue State. So when I got there, I began to do the initial prayer. 12 months of prayer and fasting to take root in the state. Okay? So, the radius of coverage is 450 kilometers. And the last time I checked the inventory, I checked the marketers that are drawing products from that facility, it was 2,455. Okay? So that's our client base. That's our client base. 2,455 marketers. Every month you must see an obituary poster. Every month. And you know what? They die on Thursday.
Wow.
So it came to pass. So we began to see the pattern. You see, you know, when you notice that there is an intelligent pattern, you will know that there is an intelligence behind it. It's not just random. There is an entity that is responsible that wants to be glorified in a certain way. So I notice every month one person dies, and sometimes two people die. Then there are many agencies that work at the depot to carry out government administration. Then I now notice that we, that were the government guys, that thing started happening to us. The guy, because only big marketers have offices at the depot. So we have Total has an office there. Mobil has an office there. So the guy that, the Total guy, the Total head, that shouts every day he shouts. He would just shout. One day the whole place was just quiet. Huh? And I asked, we've not heard this man shout. I said, oh, you're not aware he's dead.
Wow.
He died. Oh. Then the thing begins to go around from office to office. Office to office. The people will get paralyzed first before they die. They will get paralyzed first, then they will die. They will get paralyzed first, then they will die. It didn't mean anything to me because I don't know them. Until my friend Cosmos, who was a total staff. He was my friend. We used to pray together sometimes. He was Catholic by spiritual background, and I was trying to educate him and all of that. And then he wanted to get married. His people in the village said, no, you can't get married to this lady. That she's coming from this family. And our ancestors had a challenge with that family. Cosmos told them that I've disowned you people. You are no longer my family. That is, it's not the family that disowned you. It was Cosmos that... My wife knows Cosmos. Great guy, good guy. So the elders now came and said, okay, hey, please don't disown us, don't disown us. But that statement he made had put him on the edge. And Cosmos died on Thursday. So it was as if there was a partnership between those the witches in that family with the witches that were stationed in the... As they said, we normally do it on Thursday. When Cosmos died, I knew that none of us was safe. Wow. So what I did was that we started a fast. And we don't eat as long as the sun is still shining. Yeah, that was the instruction. So we come to... Normally we resume office by... Because we are big guys, so we can come to the office by 9:30, 10 o'clock, when the rest will resume by 8 o'clock. So we can come by 10 o'clock. When we started the fast, we started coming by 6. When no one is around at the place, we pray and the dragon, that we anoint strange places and say, I am what? That was how death stopped in that place till we left. Nobody died again. I want us to see the words that God put in the mouth of this prophet. But I will put hooks, verse 4, in thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick upon thy scales, and I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, and all the fish of thy waters shall stick to thy scales. And I will leave thee thrown into the wilderness, thee and all the fish of thy rivers. And thou shalt fall upon the open fields, and thou shalt not be brought together nor gathered. I have given thee for meat to the beast of the fields and to the inhabitants, to the beasts of the field and to the fowls of heaven. So the possibility of returning to that place of dominion will be cut off forever. When a true warrior fights, Satan can no longer recover for eternity. Amen. And that's what we want to do this morning. So my theory time has finished. It's time for war, for practicals. Hallelujah. But for these practicals, I need a handheld microphone because this one is for gentle people. Amen. Can you give me life here? Hallelujah. Okay, this one now is for warriors, for fighters. Now, we're going to do something very... Meanwhile, I don't know if you're interested in war. Because, you know, I told you... I don't know about your interest. I went to preach in a crusade in Gwagwalada, a local government in Abuja, FCT, for those of you that are from Nigeria. And we're casting out devils, so many witches, so many. I'm casting out. My wife was at home. The devils I was casting were tormenting her. The demons knew my address. They knew my children. So when I came back from that crusade, in fact, she had a miscarriage that weekend. So when we got back, we decided that the whole clan would be clan warriors. Now, don't do this trick
of maybe your wife is the one spiritual. You are just receiving cover. The dragon knows your name. Aike Boboria Kamasike Bankoria. These days, men, we have allowed our wives to become prayer pillars. Then we just say, amen, amen, amen. That level of civilization can no longer suffice. So I want to take a moment right now. We have 40 minutes to penetrate. Now, this is the drill. First of all, we'll begin to speak in tongues so that God can activate our giftings. And then through the eye of revelation, we'll begin to engage. So forget about who you came with. Your wife is by your side. You are on your own right now. And then we want to engage in the spirit. We want to engage. So when you do that, you can rise on your feet so that you can have an idea of a militant posture. A militant. Are you with me? All right. So an idea of a militant posture. A militant. Set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Now, this is what you are going to do. You are going to run an investigation for the next 30 seconds. What patterns have you seen in your life? What patterns have you noticed? The power of God can reverse any situation. Don't accept any contrary situation to be your lot and your portion. Irrespective of whether you were a notorious unbeliever before you gave your life to Christ, that does not count anymore. When you find a pattern that is not consistent, as we pray in the spirit, that you give a name to it, that is what we are going to strike. So we are going to pray in tongues. Everyone is going to be, forget about your lipstick. The alignment of your lipstick will be compromised in the process. Can you begin to ascend in the spirit? Oh, I can't hear the voice of the warrior here. There must be a warrior in the room. There must be a fighter among us. The dragon is not merciful. The dragon is not merciful. The dragon shows no mercy. He shows no mercy. He wants to regulate. He wants to control your destiny. Presi che bobonia cambosate. Goria si coprante casala bonta mele. Gombes che topa cabosa minaite. Combe la bobo si copras che tomina cantelia. Ensomina cante babo santeli. Ibra babo sante. Ibra babo sante. Abrekete la bobo siatabi. Abresco vavalosa ico babinaite. Oh Santelia, pero no siko pambalaita, escumba sekilato, presco feliz, akeba bon samanda. Oh Jesus. Yamomo seko bamiza, raiko palakura seminantole, escope zozani, bracatelia, ukeba basuntelia. Rise compalando. The voice of the warrior must ascend, must arise. The dominion of the dragon must be cut off. Esokonde. Prisco bababon sakaya, kure babosiko. Lando borosiko prescom fateli. Pai compere casila. Abosa benai compalato. Iso se la cantelia. Peri acuse da baranto. Ante kuda baconse lekedia. Pirasco tami. Pirasco ta saminaida. Pirasco ta presco tami. Enso mene catalo brisco falamanda. Eka babosa. Eka babesa ita. Antomina galeto. Escobenatia consama. Abrasketa bila cosketalia canteli. Yay. Rai compele. Bray compel, bray compel, bray consala conde, abezo si, abranta babonde, akaito kabela, isa mentali, abresco fila atele. Oh yes, oh yes, we were raised to reclaim territories conceded to the enemy. We are the warrior generation. The hand of God is upon us. Miso se kabai konde, abaruse saita, bandebo konda, bandebo seketa, bandebo bokonte, bande shimalanto, bande kalebasi. Aile bobo mama. Igale de dale lobo sedi. Amen amanselo. Alebo. Maika silo ma santo maya. Iga moselama. Iga nanto bela. Amen. 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 Glory to your name. In Jesus' mighty name.
There are people in our midst, and I can see clearly demonic altars that are still active, that are manipulating your life. I know you will not believe me, but I need to give a command. I need to give a command. This is the first. Oh, this is the first insight. There's another insight. Oh, Jesus Christ. Now we are going to help these people and we'll disconnect them from, we'll help them and we'll disconnect them. We'll help them and disconnect them. So ushers, help us. Help us. You know, when we talk about altars, people say, Don't worry, we know what we are talking about. We are aware of what it is. Can you pray a prayer before I give a command? Can you set your face against any possible demonic altar set up on the family platform, set up on the office platform, set up on the neighborhood platform with the intention to influence, to manipulate the lives of anyone in the space? Can you set your face against it? Can you rebel against it right now? Can you rebel against it right now? Rebel against it. 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 Rebel against it right now. Ushers, help me. Oh my God. Ushers, ushers. We need. Sefuti bakia sokembali. Sekudi basantoria bakalanteli. Sekudi, sekudi atentola. Besukabake. Now, in the name of Jesus. Now, ushers, are you actually ushering or what are you doing? We want to help the people. Okay, you don't want us to help the people. Okay, so that will be on your hands. They are grievous matters. The ushers don't want us to help the people. So we are going to allow the ushers to help the people. There are already 5 people that the Holy Spirit has arrested, and I have not seen one.
See, and the funny thing is that my time is not, is going. That's the issue. One of them was actually initiated as a child. I see the marks of marine spirits. I see the marks of marine spirits. You marine spirits, I come against you. 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 I see the marks of marine spirits. Selina my kalema, amina so mama ya kumbela. I disarm you. Yes, selina moya bela. I see the sign of witchcraft. Witchcraft manipulation. There is someone tormented by a witchcraft spirit in the congregation. Now I take authority over every witchcraft spirit. I take authority over every witchcraft spirit. Saine moko si sanaburu benaya. Emina yema, emina eko masai, saine kerabo se sinalamo, emina he, emina haye. Eke boro se sania kamala bana, yemina, yemina. Let the bondage cease, yemina, yemina. Let her go. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now listen. Yeah. Now, can you shake me? Just shake me. All right, so. Ooh. Now, give me your hand. So put it here. Speak in tongues. Should be okay. So, now listen. Listen. Before I leave your face, there is a terrible case that we must deal with now. I see an ancient silver-plated padlock. See, when witchcraft employs the services, the use of the padlock, it is something designed to be perpetual. To be perpetual. To continue for generations. I see a silver-coated padlock. And we as a congregation. Okay, it's coming out. It's coming out. Okay. Yeah. This matter It's a serious matter. Are you with me? So, we are going to set our face. You see, it takes that level of desperation to come out. And many of you are still trying to maintain decorum. Because you don't understand. You have not suffered. You have not. We are going to set our face against this padlock. I have 9 minutes to do this. And we want to command it open. Can we pray for 4 minutes as we command this padlock? Open. Barika Santoria Bacante Pre Asako Bina Canteli Baria Nama Santo Bira Cante Bacunda Lete Baria Nama Mama Santorio. In the name of Jesus. Now, so everybody be quiet. Stay with me. Stay with me. I want to, in Jesus' name, I want to give a command. Father, we give you praise. We thank you tonight. We thank you for what you are doing. Thank you because we reclaim every territory that has been under the control of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And so I command this padlock. Now, everyone implicated, you bring them. Now, I think me and the ushers, we are not synchronizing very well. I command this padlock that I see that is locked. Open! Open. Open. In the next, in the next 12 seconds, can you lift up your right hand, just your right hand? In the next 12 seconds, the Lord will pass. He will pass. And if there are padlocks locked around your destiny, you will feel His presence. Yeah. You feel it. You feel it. You feel it. You feel it. With intensity. With intensity. With intensity. Open! The moment He opens, you will feel it. The moment He opens, you will feel it. Open! The moment He opens, you will feel it.
You will feel it. You will feel it. You will feel it. You will feel it. You will feel it. Open! You will feel it. Yes. Open! You will feel it. Yes, some people might vomit some things. Open! Open! In the name of Jesus, I say open! 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 Yes. Yes. You are freed. You are freed from the covenant in your family. Yeah. It doesn't matter how long. Yeah, there's liberty. There's liberty now. There's liberty. There's liberty. There's liberty. There's liberty. There's liberty. Open! Open! I know you know nothing of this. It's ancient. But it's been limiting you. Yeah. Open. 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 So many people are coming out of ancient things. Things of which they know nothing of. Open. 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 In the name of Jesus. Open. In the name of Jesus. Okay, someone's womb is locked. I command that womb. Open! So the womb is open now. So, yeah. Open! Open! All right. Finally, I want to pray so that you can enter into your inheritance. Cancel the delay on your life. Up, up, up. A covenant of delay. Up, up, up. All right, the last exercise is entry. 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 Yes, your right hand up. Father, this morning, we enter. Say it with your mouth. Say it. You will now see the demons that resist entry that will begin to react. Say it. Say it. I enter. I enter. I enter.
Open your mouth and pray. Begin to decree and declare that you enter in the name of Jesus. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye everlasting doors. Let the King of glory come in. I enter in the name of Jesus. I take back lost territory. Every territory that the Philistines have taken in my family, in my personal life, Rubata Skata, in my vocation, every demonic entrenchment, ancient, age-long entrenchment, we dethrone demonic powers, illegal occupants, Roboto Suparakata. We also receive the grace for intercessory prayer, endurance in the place of prayer, Roboto Suparakata Paraba, Jigede Baraba. We release, we receive Manturuboru Barabara, Manturuborosko, Jigede Baraba. Oh, we receive Manturu Barabada, Manturu Burubara, fire on our altar. Some people are going to begin to feel fire on the top of their heads. Some of you are going to begin to feel fire in your hands. That's it. That's it. Some of you are going to receive new tongues right now. Somebody is going to receive fire in their belly. Rubata Sata, Manturu Barabarabaro Soto Parabara, Soto Paraba. Somebody right now is going to begin to receive acceleration in their feet. Ushers, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. That's it. That's it. That's it. Marupato parabato. Speed. Roboto parabarabaraba. Zotoko paranta. Even in Stratford right now, God is releasing a new wave of fire. An outpouring of his spirit. Rebato suparaba. Rebato suparabada. Grace. For personal prayer, personal prayer, fire on your altar in the place of prayer. You will not, you need no man to teach you how to pray. Rubata parabato suparaba, fire on your feet. Rebato suparakata, rebada, shackles are broken, chains have been broken, handcuffs have been removed. Ruboto supada, zoto parabada. Somebody's eyes have been opened right now. Roboto sopara kale. Roboto sopara. Rubata sike paranta raban. A cancer has been removed from somebody's throat right now. Right now. Rebato sopara kataparu. Mare paro parakale barabadeba. Open your mouth and pray. Enter into that place of grace. Enter into the place of release. Enter riba roba raba raba shake palaba into your new field of operation in the realm of the spirit. Ribata, nothing will be able to stop you. Nothing will be able to stand against you. In the realm of the spirit, take your place. Ribatoso paraba, take your stand and take the territory right now. Somebody's pressing in. Somebody's pressing in. The kingdom of God has suffered violent assault up until now, but the violent or the militants are taking it by force. Rebatoso pakalebratoso, matoro boro barakata paro, meroso pakaekali, varata sakata. Pray, 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 pray. Shift altars that have controlled you. Up until now, projections, reba tokodo, every evil sediment deposited in your body, wherever, tokens, reba to parakata, mantoro bara, in the name of Jesus, begin to shift, reba to soko parebaro, vesuta calibrato, fire, 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 fire. Receive the spirit of grace and supplication. Roboto parakade, robarakade sikada. Fire, fire, fire. Robara, fire, fire on cold altars. Awaken the watchmen. Arise, gatekeepers. Take your stand. Take your place. Robata sipara baro parakate. Marabara bada 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 bada. We release fresh anointings. We release fresh anointings. New graces. We release prophetic utterances. We release the grace of the seer. Maropa toko bada bada. Reba raba 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 Press into it. Even online, press into it. There is somebody receiving fresh fire, even at home online right now. Fresh fire on your altar to expose and destroy. I see horns being broken. I see priests being discharged. Rekatapada. Priests who have tended the altar in your family. They are no longer needed. They are being discharged. Robata kate parabada. New priests are arising. God is raising up a new cadre of priests from this house. Reka parabada. Who will reclaim territory? Oh parabadaba. Who will take new ground? Open your mouth and pray. Reba tuska banaya karabana baya. Fire katazuto parekane. Matoro banabados. Jete puroboro. Matosu fasikete. Roboro. Matasike baro. Sopani kane baratise. Sopanaba. Oh, somebody needs to push back death. For the next 1 minute, push back death. The assignment of death. Push it back now. Robaraba. What was sent to you is being pushed back. Push it out of your premises. Push it out of your family. Push it out of your territory. Robaraba. No more death in this family. Robarabarabarabarabara. Jegenebarobara. Robakatapara. Somebody needs to push out insanity from their family. Reba tuska teporo. Rebara. Push. Push. This is not the time to faint. Rebalo barakade. Mantoso pakate siteke. Marukala zede. Va upakate se pro. Rebaro sutopara. Robarabarabana katise. Va aekalabaro. Jereba. Jerebanos, Jadabanos Soto, Jerebanos, Jereban, Robarabanos Sotopada. Push for the next few seconds. Rebanos, open your mouth, Robane. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. This is not the time to faint. Your family depends on it. Your life depends on it. Rebatuska. Rebalopa. Makata sata paro. Zerebado sopade. Jegenebado bado bado. Jegenebado. Zobadna kahibado. Sodobadoba. Zobadamanamana. Jegenebado. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Something is happening in this place. We're going to close in the next few minutes. But I heard the Lord say, you know, Paul says that he fights not like as one beating the air, but he fights with focus of precision. God wants to release a grace for prophetic precision, which means the Bible talks about in that Ezekiel 29 that Apostle read, it says, he said the dragon. He didn't say lizard. It says that the name of that thing behind that, this is what it is. And so, God is going to release an unusual grace now upon every single person. Unusual prophetic grace. Get ready. God will open your eyes in dreams. God will open to see the real problem. One, two. receive it. Open your mouth and begin to pray. That grace for prophetic precision. 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 Robaka haikabara. Matoporoko para. Zopadikesh. So you will not fight like one who is beating the air, but you will fight with precision. Mantorobana. Robata. You will not try to kill a rat when you are focused on a dog in the name of Jesus. Robata kata sike parabada. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As we begin to wind down, who has a connection with the 13th of September? 13th of September. This person, where is Elisha? You? Osun State. And you're from Osun State. Stand up here. Stretch out your hand towards her, please. We're going to spend, as you are praying for her, how many of you know that this is a shift? We're going to shift death from her family. Do you have a connection with the place called Elisha, Osun State? 13th. Okay, just stay beside her. As we are listening to this, this is also it's evidence that God has released a new grace. And I'm probably because I'm the most experienced in this area, that's why I picked this up. But it's that grace is here. Does that make sense? And so while you are in this atmosphere, you are praying for. So this is what you call precision. Yeah? But there's what you call prophetic potency. Because you can see the problem. Yeah? And this is what it is. But then can you move it? So we are going to ask God, not just for prophetic precision, we're going to ask for potency, that as we have located the problem, that assignment of death, we are shifting it now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. And then concerning your life, that same grace is coming upon you wherever you are. Rasata, that when you pray, that even in your personal prayer, precision will come on you. Rebato supaka, mato parakate. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Oh, Rabata, open your mouth. Rebato suparabara. Shake de parabarabados. Mato kapale bratasa. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of death, we speak against you. You dragon, we speak against you. Rekaparaba. Ropata katapara. You spirit, an assignment that came out of Oshun River. We curse you to the roots. We command you in the name of Jesus. Your time is over. No more loss. No more loss. No more loss. No more loss. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Pray concerning your family. Manto parabada. Manto parabada. Listen to this. I'm using this opportunity to train you. Does that make sense? And because the heavens are opened. Okay? And what the Lord is doing is, you know, I said God wants to turn an audience into an army. So God wants to raise an army of sharp fighters with precision. And so, has anybody died untimely in your family?
Yes.
Who?
My dad.
Your dad? How?
He wasn't sick. Nothing happened on his birthday. He just died.
On his birthday?
Yes.
At the age of?
55.
How long ago?
About 5 years ago.
Okay. We're going to reclaim the territory of your family. No longer shall it be said that concerning your family, that anybody died untimely. I want you to say the same for yourself. I don't know what is plaguing your own family. And so hold on. You know, we're claiming lost territory. If you want, you can do like this. The territory of your life. If you want, you can do like this, a prophetic act. And describe a holy perimeter. Your life, your family, that it shall no longer be sad. Anyone, no one. You are reclaiming that territory. No one in the family of Fola Alade shall die prematurely. No one in the family of the Adedoyin shall die prematurely. No more, no longer, no more, no more. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Rekata patupa, rebatupa katese, robato padaba, robata. Death and its absorbent. I am against you. I am against you. We push you out of the perimeter of this territory. We push you out of the gates. Oh, the Lord is releasing strength to those who do battle at the gates. Strength. Strength. God is making you stronger than your enemies. Stronger than death. Stronger than drug addiction. Stronger than disease. Stronger than insanity. Stronger than witchcraft. Stronger than divination. Stronger than occultic powers. Robatu paraba, robatu paraba, robakataba, robarabane, robarabane, jakati separo, mato pakate parubara, zideba, manto parubara, jodobane, sopara, zedegede, manto ruboro, jegedebaro, jegedebara, jagalabana. In the name of Jesus. Like that testimony said, we're closing now. Like the testimony said, God opened my eyes to see. I saw like a beast running into somebody's family, trying to you know, like the last assault. Because they heard the prayer and it's like, let's quickly do and take someone. Let's do something quickly. And as he was approaching, I saw as it came close, as it were, to what seemed like a barrier, the horns of the beast was broken. There's something called the gate of time. There's somebody that at a certain time, she said, her father died on his birthday. Somebody, there's a time-sensitive curse that it is about this time that thing is about to happen. In the name of Jesus, lift up your two hands wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, we decree in agreement in this place and every location and to every single person online that in the name of Jesus, that assignment is nullified. Yeah. That assignment is nullified. Yeah. We close the gates of hell over that gate of time. Yeah. And we prevail against it in the name of Jesus.
I believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.